In his 27-year career in search and rescue, SAR, in the Nechako Valley, Chris Mushimansky describes the story of finding 6-year-old Oakland Schweder after a 4-day search as truly epic. Nechako Valley SAR President Mushimansky led the large-scale search operation in South Bank, near Burns Lake, from September 19 to 22 after Oakland was reported missing from her home on September 19. As a 6-year-old on the autism spectrum and nonverbal, the search was particularly urgent. SAR teams from across northern BC and the province collaborated with the RCMP, canine units, the BC Wildfire Service, BCWS, and Canadian Rangers. Throughout the search, 600 to 1,000 personnel and volunteers from Oakland's Skintai Band, Burns Lake, and neighboring communities took part. The operation also utilized helicopters, drones, and heat sensor technology to enhance the search efforts. On Sunday evening, September 22, just after 6 p.m., an organized search team found Oakland as they were returning to the Skintai Band office due to fading daylight. They heard a voice and headed in that direction. Oakland ran up from a densely wooded ravine and into the arms of one of the searchers, Mushimansky said. He described her survival in the harsh conditions of northern British Columbia as nothing short of miraculous. It was jaw-dropping to see how well she was doing. Absolutely incredible. Remarkably, after 72 hours, she was in surprisingly good condition, able to stand, speak, and run. Mushimansky said they were getting worried on Saturday, September 22, about the odds of finding a child alive after 72 hours, especially considering the nighttime temperatures in northern BC at this time of year. Reports indicated Oakland was wearing only socks and didn't have a jacket, which heightened our concerns. She had been out for 3 nights. As time went on, especially when we weren't getting any signs from the searchers, our worries increased. But clearly, she turned out to be one tough little cookie. Nothing is known about how the child was able to survive for those many days. Mushimansky speculates that Oakland may have been moving around to generate heat and foraging for berries to eat. We did have coverage in the area where she was located, so my best guess is that she was likely moving around, which would have helped her generate warmth. If she found berries or similar food, she might have moved from patch to patch for sustenance, as she displayed more energy than we expected after being missing for so long. According to Mushimansky, Oakland's instinct to stay active played a significant role in her survival. Reflecting on the emotional impact of the search for all those involved, Mushimansky said, "I hope everyone can experience the overwhelming joy of seeing a mother reunited with her child after such a stressful time. It rekindles your passion for helping others and gives hope during bleak moments." Mushimansky said this will be one of the highlights of his SAR career. "This was truly epic." He concluded with an expression often used in SAR when someone goes above and beyond, "Bravo Zulu." So to all of my SAR colleagues involved with this, the folks in BCWS, RCMP, Emergency Management, Climate Readiness, and all of the community members and organizations, I say sincerely, "Bravo Zulu."